Hello, lovely human beings. My name is Michelle Mitchell. I'm a designer, illustrator, and author with a passion for human rights and love for all. Speaking up for those who cannot yet speak for themselves or for those who have spoken but do not feel heard. I take this time to welcome you to Freedom Fridays, giving you the safe place you need to be free and stay free, your moment and space for inspiration and encouragement, equipping you with the tools you need to break free from limiting beliefs and the ability to help someone else do the same. You are more powerful and amazing than you could ever imagine. So come on in. It's Freedom Friday. It's freedom. Welcome to episode 8 of Freedom Fridays. Thank you once again for listening, for supporting, and for just being you. I see you subscribers and everyone who has been sharing the podcast. I am so grateful for your listenership. Last week, I announced a few things. We have sponsorships, which you will always hear from me. And as a listener, you can now support the podcast monthly. The link will be in this episode's description. If you've been listening to Freedom Fridays for some time now, you know what's next. You made it here again. You are alive today, and that is a beautiful thing. So I celebrate your life this morning, noon, or evening. You are amazing, and that's awesome. It's freedom. This week, I want to say something that I believe we all need to hear every now and again. Don't try to fit into society's box. It wasn't made to hold you. Have you ever wondered why you feel like you don't fit in a certain environment or around a certain group of people? Sometimes it's an obvious difference, like everyone is dressed up in gowns and tuxedos while you're in tennis shoes and your old t-shirt from primary school. Or you're a vegan, all-natural bodybuilder being invited to a hot dog and bacon eating contest. See, in those examples, it's so obvious why you feel like you don't fit in. What about when it's not so obvious? For example, you're a very intelligent person sitting in a room full of very intelligent people talking about investments and politics and what's going on in the world. You care about these things too, but why do you feel so disconnected? You have a position in a company that is doing pretty well, actually. You like your job, your colleagues, and even your pay. So what's the matter? It can be several things. Yes, you're intelligent, but it doesn't mean that you agree with the mindset or point of view of everyone else speaking. Yes, your job seems great, but it isn't challenging or developing you in a way that would make you thrive in your area of business. Let's touch on pay again. And by pay, I mean salary or hourly wages. Maybe you're making the coveted six-figure salary, and you learn how to talk the talk and walk the walk in the corporate world so that you would be taken seriously as a top-level executive. But what your peers don't know is that you really want to travel the world helping families gain access to proper healthcare and nutrition. My question to you is, why do you stay? Hold on. Before anyone gets the wrong idea, I am not telling you to quit your job. Like, yeah, Mrs. or Mr. So-and-so, Michelle Mitchell from the Freedom Fridays podcast told me I should quit my job and do what I'm really passionate about. No. You hear that, Mrs. Boss Lady and Mr. Boss Man? I did not tell them to quit. All I asked is, why do you stay? Think about that for a moment, and I'll be right back. It's freedom. Spotlight time. This season and every season is all about uplifting and supporting our people. So I'm shining a light on Janae Nichelle. I'm telling you guys and gals, Janae is a true creative. She's a really cool illustrator and designer who has worked for nonprofits and in book publishing, which has gotten her work reposted several times by Oprah's Book Club on social media. It's my pleasure to tell you more about her work today. In 2019, Janae Nichelle founded Time Frame Memoirs. Time Frame Memoirs is a publishing design service focusing on creating graphic novels around legacy and the family narrative. It gives people of color the opportunity to put their piece of history down on paper in a visually fun and exciting way. Visit timeframememoirs.com for more information. You can also check Janae Nichelle out on Instagram at Janae Nichelle, where she'll be announcing a new and exciting venture she's working on, which launches at the end of 2020. Go check her out. You'll find all her links in this episode's description. Now let's get back to the discussion. It's freedom. Hey, did you get a chance to think about my question before? If the environment you're in, whether it's your company, a random conversation, a rally or event, or anything else, if you become aware that you truly don't fit in, not the insecure, unsure of your greatness, I don't fit in here, but the I know I belong somewhere else type of not fitting in, why do you stay? And if you must stay, why not nurture the part of you that desires for more, for greater, for truly authentic, life-breathing, life-giving work? If it's because it may be out of the box or it doesn't fall in line with what is expected of you, I take this time to repeat what I said before at the beginning of our talk today. Don't try to fit into society's box. It wasn't made to hold you. And the word society can be replaced with whoever or whatever box you're trying to fit into. And if you try to force yourself in there, my greatest concern for you is that you will live with the regret of what ifs and I should have. And why didn't I just? And if only I. Please, don't let that be your story. What legacy do you want to leave behind? What story have you not yet told? Which relationship, whether familial or romantic, have you neglected? How can you foster and develop those untapped gifts, talents, and passions? Who would you like to be for yourself and for others? How do you want to be remembered? And why not start today? It's freedom. Well, we're gonna pause here because we've sadly reached the end of this episode. We'll press play again next time. Make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Fridays podcast. Please rate and leave your lovely review and like and comment wherever you're able to. Want to stay connected? You can find me on the interwebs at michellemitchell.art and on Instagram at michellethecreativist. One L in Michelle. Always remember, you are beautiful, handsome, creative, intelligent, inventive, powerful, amazing, worthy, valued, and loved more than you'll ever know. God bless you, love. Laters. It's me, it's freedom.